Yerushalmi Trum Reis correspond to Bavli Chulin Daf Ayin. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Yud Gimel on the base at the Mishnah. V'tomim zeifei shemen al zeifei kevesh, v'lo zeifei kevesh al zeifei shemen, v'yayin she'ini mevushel al mevushel, v'lo min mevushel al she'ini mevushel. The Mishnah says that Trum is separated from oil olives for pickled olives, but not vice versa, and from uncooked wine for cooked wine, but not vice versa. Zeh haklal, kol shu kelayim b'chaveyu l'yitrum mizeh zeh, afilu min ha'yofa l'arwa, kol she'ini kelayim b'chaveyu toyim min ha'yofa l'arwa, aval lo min ha'arwa al ha'yofa, v'im torah min ha'arwa al ha'yofa trumas ha'truma, chutz min ha'zonim al ha'chitim, she'inun oichel. The rule is that whenever the two types are considered different for kelayim, one may not separate from one for the other, even from the superior type for the inferior type. Whenever they are not considered kelayim with each other, one separates from the superior for the inferior, but not vice versa. If one did separate from the inferior for the superior type, it's valid truma, except if one separated zunin, which is a type of weed that grows together with wheat, for weed, since they are not food. Cucumbers and white gourds are one type, and Rav Yehuda says they are two types. And the Gemara says, Rav Yochanan said that the Mishnah that teaches that one separates from the superior type rather than the type that is long-lasting follows the opinion of Rav Yehuda that we had in the previous Mishnah. But Rav Yochanan Mechalfa should say to Rav Yehuda, if you say to Taninan, the Tamon, Rav Yehuda Matim, if Neshu Mashbichai. Rav Yochanan said that the opinion of Rav Yehuda is switched, because in our Mishnah it seems to say that uncooked wine is superior to cooked wine, as one may separate Truma from uncooked wine for cooked wine, but not vice versa. But in the later Mishnah, at the beginning of the 11th Perek, Rav Yehuda permits cooking Truma wine, since it improves it. Rav Lezer Omer, Eina Mochlefes, Taman, Bekoyen, Bekan, Bebalim. Rav Lezer says that's not a contradiction. There it's discussing the Koyen, here it's discussing the owner before he gives it to the Koyen. Rav Lezer, Rav Yochanan, Chad Omer, Mepneshim Ma'atoy, Mei Shusov, Chad Omer, Mepneshim Ma'atoy, Memidasoy, Voliadin, Man Amada, Uman Amada. As Rav Lezer and Rav Yochanan disagreed over the reason that the Chachamim said in that Mishnah that one may not cook Truma wine, one said that it reduces it in quantity, and the other said it will be drunk less, as less people want to drink it since it becomes worse through cooking. It was unclear which of them said each opinion. V'mada Amar Rav Yochanan Mechalfa should say to Rav Yehuda, V'amar Rav Lezer Einu Mochlefes Taman B'Koyim V'Kam V'Baalim, have Rav Lezer Duhu Amar Mepnei Shematoi V'Shosov. But from the fact that Rabbi Yochanan said that Rabbi Yehuda switched his opinion and Rabbi Lazar responded that the Mishnah there refers to the Kohen and here refers to the owner, Rabbi Lazar must say that it will be drunk less. Rabbi Yehuda ben Rabbi Imi b'shem Reish Lakish mipnei shemata mishvasov. Rabbi Imi quoting Reish Lakish said that the reason that the Chacham say that one may not cook Truma wine is that it will be drunk less. Masnisan pliga al Rabbi Yochanan v'af, it should say af, ma that's the correct gissa. The Gemara asked the question, the Braisa disagrees with Rabbi Yochanan, it's even permitted to separate from cooked for uncooked, as there's an advantage to cook wine in that it's longer lasting. The word even indicates that cooking that cooked is generally worse than uncooked. Amab Imi Lait Tani Rabbi Yochanan Af, that's the correct gissa. Rabbi Imi answered that no, Rabbi Yochanan doesn't teach the word even in the Braisa. Amar Bun Bar Kahana b'shem Rebbe Blatisu Olav Chet Mimashu Benithias Avoin Ata Yedea Ma She'asa Osi. Rabun Bar Kahana, quoting Rebbe, said that the Pasuk says in Bamidbar Yudches Perek Lamed Beis, you shall not bear any sin on account of the Truma, meaning that if you separate from inferior for superior, it's a sin, and it therefore must be valid Truma, or it would not be a sin. The Mishnah taught that if one did separate from the inferior for the superior type, it's valid truma, except if one separated zunin for wheat, since they're not food. And this implies that if one separated a food as truma, it's valid, even if it was inferior for superior. The Mishnah follows the view of Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yosi, quoted from his father that one may separate from wine for vinegar, but not vinegar for wine, and if one transgressed and did this, it is valid. Rebbe says that wine and vinegar are two species, and one may not separate truma or masa for one for the other. Amar Rav Shmuel ben Levi, Mistavra, Yoide Rebbe Ledvar Teira, Ma Taima de Rebbe, Shem Oime at Kain, Shemutta the Toim Layayin ala Chomets, Afusava Meimer, Shemutta the Toim Chomets ala Yayin. Rav Shmuel ben Levi said it's logical that Rebbe would agree that on a Torah level they are the same species, so why did Rebbe say that on a rabbinic level they're considered two species? If you would permit separating from wine for vinegar, a person would come to separate from wine for vinegar from vinegar for wine, which is prohibited. The Mishnah taught that cucumbers and white gourds are one type, and Rabbi Yehuda says, no, there are two types. Rabbi Yehuda kadate, Rabbanon kadaton, the taninan, tamon, hakishris, amalafafin, einan kilaim, ze, baze, Rabbi Yehuda oime, kilaim. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanon both follow their opinions elsewhere, as the Mishnah teaches in Maseches Kilaim in the first perek that cucumbers and white gourds are not kilaim with each other, as they are the same species. Rabbi Yehuda says that they are kilaim, as they're two different species. Hadnalach perek ein tomim.